Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mark, thank you for taking the time to hop on, man.
My pleasure. How are you?
I am very well. I appreciate that. How are you? I mean, you get another game to cover, huh?
Absolutely. We're keeping the fun rolling.
Nah, sure. Now, we saw what Tyrese Maxey did last night. 7 points in 25 seconds. He has certainly emerged without James Harden in his way, quote unquote. Should we have seen this coming? Was this like the breakout moment for him in regards to the entire league finally paying attention?
No, I think he has done that all year. He's had some spectacular moments like this since the beginning of the season and even going back to last year. But now with the ball completely in his hands, he's able to really showcase his skill on a consistent basis.
And, Mark, when you think about the big man who is his, co-star, former MVP, Joel Embiid, what can we expect from him the rest of the series? We see that he's battling. It looks like the knee brace gets bigger every game.
Very true.
Yeah, what do you expect from him?
You know, I don't know what to expect from him. I expect, you know, I'm hoping to get a little more from him for the Sixers' sake and throughout the course of the game. So as the games progress, he's able to maintain and keep some kind of strength in his body because I think, you know, as you know, as the game wears on, we all fatigue. I think that happens with the game. But the thing with Joel is like when you're injured, you're not 100%, that fatigue amplifies. So I think it's very important that these other guys get going to kind of let him kind of cruise until they really need him.
Well, Mark, man, you played in the league for 13 years. You were down low, getting the rebounds, playing defense. You were out there getting it. When you look at Joel Embiid, and his body, and granted, yes, he's been hurt since he's gotten into the league. Are there not improvements that he can do to maybe limit the injuries a little bit? He just always looks heavy or out of shape.
You know, I don't know. I just think he's a big boned guy because he's not fat. That's not something we can say about him. He is built like a specimen. It's just that, and he's also has private chefs. He has all that. I don't know if it's that or if it's just the timing of his injuries. When you get hurt almost every single playoffs or going into the playoffs, I mean, I don't know what kind of shape can you be in or expected to be in. So, but I truly think that he's given the Sixers a boost on defense when it's time. But I tell you, up until the last quarter, up until that overtime, you know, my young guy, Jalen Brunson, was going at him every single play, and Jalen realized that he couldn't move, and he kept calling that number, and he kept coming through. So hopefully Joel gets some rest, be ready to go tomorrow and give Sixers something good for 48 minutes.
When you look at what they did last night, coming away, holding off elimination, do you now have the Sixers winning this series against the Knicks?
I think the momentum has changed to the Sixers' favor. Now, with that being said, they got to win two, Knicks got to win one, so the odds are not in their favor. But I think momentum-wise, I think that the New York Knicks and their fan base should be a little concerned because you let the Sixers get some momentum and win a game like that. Understanding they should have won game two, you know, and understanding they should have won the game prior to that. So with that being said, the Knicks have to be nervous. I think if you're not nervous, you're not being honest with yourself.
Yeah. NBA analyst, NBC Sports down in Philly, Mark Jackson is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Mark, you have been fortunate enough to be from Philadelphia, to play high school in Philadelphia, to play at Temple, to play for the Sixers. You have hit the trifecta. You've hit the Holy Grail here. What's what's up with Philadelphia fans and the bad rap? Like, what's the deal?
You know, I think it come a time, man, where people think they have to live up to a certain name. Like when they call you the bully, Philadelphia, you got to live up to that. You know, I think that's what Philly fans, you know, have lived. You know, they've been called mean or vicious because they threw stuff at Santa Claus, and that has never escaped them, ever. And I think they said, well, we might as well live up to it. But, you know, when you come here, when people come and they see Philly fans, they come experience sports, it's not as bad as what people say. Now, with that being said, it is different fan bases. You got the Sixers fan base. You do got the Eagles fan base. Now, I can't speak for the Eagles, and that's a different story. But with that being said, they just very passionate about these sports. They really are. But sometimes they do get a bad rap.
Well, Mark, I'm glad you separated the Eagles fans from the Sixers fans. I saw an 8-year-old Eagles fan kind of, hey, reach out to give somebody a 5, and he ended up flipping the guy a bird. This is a grown man. An 8-year-old flipped the grown man a bird.
You know, I think some things have just come because they watch their parents do certain things. But, you know, but I can't speak for that gentleman, but if that was my kid, it'd be a problem. So,
I understand. I wouldn't tolerate as such as well. Mark Jackson is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show. When you think about the league at whole, or exactly what we have in front of us with the playoffs, what team is really standing out to you as an overall to maybe go out and win it all?
You know, I know everybody's speaking so highly on Boston because if you're on the East Coast, you've been hearing Boston, Boston, Boston. But for me, man, I'm looking at that Denver Nuggets. I'm looking at that OKC team. You know, last year everybody thought they was a year away. But I'm looking at them and looking at how they're playing and gelling and playing together as a unit. They are a very good team. But then I also look at what Anthony Edwards is doing. He is doing some spectacular things at a high level, and he's got the attention of everyone in the league and everyone out the league that's looking in. So I think the onus is on those teams because people are watching them, watching Anthony Edwards, watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who may end up getting MVP this year, watching those guys go to work and saying, who can slow these teams down?
Well, Mark, man, in your career in the NBA, you played overseas. Like, you played all over the world, and we see Anthony Edwards as he might be the youngest star that the United States of America is producing right now. What makes the international game so much different from things domestically?
Well, that's a whole different episode, brother. So that's, you know, you know, the way they do things in Europe, you know, it's a lot different. Like you, I know people used to call people certain guys soft, but what I used to tell guys, I said, guys, you see here, this is from Europe, they beat 1,000 people at their position, at their height, out to get here. So there's nothing soft about them. And I think people look, oh, they're soft. They're not soft. They've been through the ringer. They've been taught skill. Everyone from the height of 5 foot to 7 foot, they all have the same base, and they've been taught the same thing. They all been taught the same thing. So it's they have skill. And it's not necessarily about position. It's about what kind of skill you have. So with that being said, also what they do is they develop this sense of they don't have a sense of entitlement. You know, we are so, as American, I'm American, I love being from here, but when it comes to youth sports, you know, it's so much mine. They don't care if you average 20-something points. They're looking at if you got skill, if you're helping your team win. They don't look at, okay, who averaged this? It's not about how many points you can play. Can you play the game the right way? That's the onus in Europe. If you're not playing the game the right way and you average 20 points, you get cut. They don't let you progress to be on that team. They cut you immediately. That's selfish play. Here in America, we're all about the 20-point scores. And Europe's a totally different philosophy. If you look at the EuroLeague, which is the top basketball division in all of Europe, most teams, they top scorers averaging 13, 14 points, but them the highest-paid players. Some of the ones that's paid like LeBron, that's paid like Luka, they're averaging 13, 14, maybe 15 points, but their teams are losing, I mean winning, and competing for championships every year. But you know, if you take them off that team is not as good. They get rewarded for winning there. They don't get rewarded for individual accolades.
Well, Mark, having said that, we know Jokic has dominated, and between him and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jokic may certainly win MVP. Do you think that we have a player in America who could kind of grab that mantle away from the Embiids, the Jokic's, the Antetokounmpo's? Could it be Edwards, or is it somebody else?
I'm telling you, man, I'm riding the Anthony Edwards train, brother. I mean, that young man is the face of this league. He's taking that mantle from a Luka. He's taking that mantle. And you look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but he's Canadian. Do you count him? But, like, these guys are coming to take that mantle. You don't have LeBron, Steph Curry, or KD advancing to the next round. That tells you a lot about these young guys that are coming. And look at the way Anthony Edwards did it. He did it loud and he did it proud. He wanted to make sure that KD and Devin Booker understood that he wasn't coming, that he is here. And while he's here, he's taking everybody's gear. And he's doing a good job of that.
Hey, it's certainly entertaining. Well, Mark, I hope that the Sixers can provide you with some more games over the next couple of weeks. I think they might. I don't know how far they're going to go, but I think they will. Where can people keep up with you and all of your work down in Philly, Mark?
I appreciate that, man. They can follow me on Instagram. It's the Mark Jackson, T-H-E-M-A-R-C Jackson. I spell my name with a C, the Mark Jackson on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm sorry, X is Jacko2544, J-A-C-K-O-2544. That's Jacko2544 on Twitter. Or now we call it X.
Now, Mark, I got to – this might be a request, this final question.
Let's do it, buddy.
Listen, man, you are a bruiser. I watched you play all years, man. If I need somebody handled, can I give you a holler or is them days over?
Give me a holler, brother. Give me a holler. But I'm past that now. I'm more of a let's talk with a voice. Let's express our feelings. I'm a father of three future NBA players. So I need to teach them how to live the right game right and live life the right way.
Okay. I appreciate that, Mark. Listen, man, we're going to catch you on down the line. And I'll catch you next time I'm down in Philly, okay, Mark?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.